Hello friends, welcome to my podcast on Gen AI and Digital Thread Driven Sustainable Agriculture. I am Ramanan Devarajan and I am with the technology industry for over 28 years. Today's topic is Generative AI and Digital Thread Driven Sustainable Agriculture. The content of this podcast will be a viewpoint on agriculture and rising demands and challenges, followed by a brief introduction on digital thread, industrial metaverse, and generative AI with vertical farming, and how all this combined can transform tomorrow's agriculture and create a hunger-free world. Let's start off with the world's population. The Earth's population is rapidly increasing from 8.12 billion with an annual growth estimate of 75 million a year. The projected world population by 2034 is estimated to be 8.8 billion. This will lead to a higher demand for food and resources and pressure on agricultural systems to produce more food sustainably. Poverty and food insecurity is at peak. Many regions around the world face poverty and food insecurity, making it difficult for people to access nutritious food. Digital thread-driven sustainable agriculture can help address these challenges. Let's look at the impact on agriculture. Vegetation lands are becoming barren, which is a significant challenge for agriculture, as it leads to a decrease in crop productivity and food production. Vegetation lands turning into barren lands is a worrying trend with a complex set of causes, such as the process of desertification, which is a term used for fertile land gradually losing its vegetation and turning into a desert. It's a slow process driven by factors like climate change, human activity like deforestation, and land degradation. It also adds to the complexity of honeybees' extension and pollination. The impact of pollination leads to decreased crop yield, loss of biodiversity, and economic consequences. Let's look at deforestation and its impact on agriculture. Some of the impact on deforestation are loss of biodiversity, soil degradation, sustainable practices. So what is vertical farming and what is hydroponics? Let's briefly look at these two concepts. Vertical farming and hydroponics are innovative agriculture practices that utilize controlled environment and water-efficient growing techniques to produce crops. These methods have gained popularity in the recent years due to their potential to address food security, reduce water consumption, and minimize the environmental impact of traditional farming practices. Vertical farming involves growing crops in vertically stacked layers or structures, such as skyscrapers or warehouses. This method maximizes the use of space and allows for year-round cultivation regardless of climate or location. The control environment provides optimal conditions for plant growth, including lighting, temperature, and humidity. While hydroponics is a soilless growing technique that uses nutrient-rich water solutions to deliver essential nutrients directly to plant roots. Vertical farming and controlled environmental agriculture techniques involve growing crops indoors in vertical stacks. This offers several sustainability benefits like reduced water use, year-round production, reduced land use, and with limited technology like drones, can do crop monitoring, precision spraying, field mapping, and scouting. Vertical farming is flourishing thanks to digitization. For example, Acre Farms, which is a company, has made supplying fresh food for a growing population as its mission with fully automated indoor vertical farming. As it turns out, controlled environmental agriculture is also more sustainable than traditional farming methods. So why vertical farming? All over the world, city populations are increasing in size. At the same time, more and more consumers are demanding clean, locally grown food. Metropolitan agricultural efforts seek to combine these trends with controlled environmental agriculture. One of the leaders in this area is 80 Acres Farms. They grow everything from salad, microgreen, and herbs to tomatoes and baby cucumbers. By adapting a comprehensive solution which encompasses crop management software, algorithms, environmental controls, robotics and automation. The conditions in a vertical farm are monitored around the clock to ensure the plants have the perfect amount of light energy, carbon dioxide, nutrients, air, temperature and humidity. Compared to traditional agriculture, 300 times more food can be grown per square foot at a matured vertical farming site. Produce is grown close to consumers. There are lower carbon emissions associated with travel. Finally, optimize water and land use lead to less agricultural waste. Agriculture companies have started employing innovative automation and digitization technology to make farms safer and more productive. Now let's get back to the topic. Let's look at what is a digital thread with an example of a manufacturing product. Digital thread is like stitching a single thread across the whole process, including design, manufacturing, supply chain, marketing to sales and distribution, all the way up to the after sales services connected to HR, finance and so on. In today's world, with advanced digital transformation technologies like digital twin, industrial metaverse, it helps the process to be stitched together in building the futuristic smart plants and factories of the future, thereby revolutionizing the shop floor and factory operation. For example, you can simulate and build a virtual plant or a product using digital twin and do all necessary playing around before you actually build a real one, which drastically reduces the risk, the investment and the efforts significantly. Now, how can this be used in agriculture? Let's look at agriculture and situation challenges briefly. One can use the digital twin to simulate a crop or a produce before you actually start farming as stage one. AI is transforming the world at a significant speed beyond human anticipation. Yesterday's science fiction are today's reality. The advancements are so unprecedented, like inducing empathy to robots to make them laugh, cry, feel and so on. The direct competition with humans and machines have already commenced in a silent phase. For example, now the world is talking about AI terrorism. How to handle a situation when a robot goes rogue? You can imagine whether we will have the ability to control such a powerful AI-driven human invention if gone rogue, which will have real-time access to all data and complete command over all digital things under the sun. Another example is the advertisement by a leading credit card company, Discovery. In their campaign, it's highlighted that they have 24/7 human-based helpline, which suddenly has become a unique proposition. In our wildest dreams, we wouldn't have thought about all this few years back, but now it's all real. There are companies who have started their journey into industrial metaverse. For example, a beer brewery company can re-engineer the barley the way they want and completely automate from seed to harvest to bottling to capping using digital thread with vertical farming. This will help them to re-engineer the taste of the barley, the color of the barley, texture, fiber and protein contents to ferment the perfect drink. Thus, with controlled vertical farming, you can manage several varieties with the same base of barley. With advanced industrial metaverse and digital thread, you can have your smart plants in remote towns where the real estate is inexpensive and manufacture products remotely, where literally no humans in the plant is necessary. And the manufacturing becomes based on just-in-time concept. For example, just imagine when you order a product in Amazon and it gets manufactured only after you order in real time with industrial metaverse-based transformation. This only means we will witness in near future many companies using this technology edge and compete with companies like Amazon. Thus, industrial metaverse has brought us the art of possible with no limit to imagination, with single thread connecting the whole process from design to manufacturing to after-sales service, which in other words is known as digital thread. Now let's look at sustainable agriculture and how Gen AI and digital thread can transform this industry. We can automate the entire process in agriculture, right from soil test such as compaction, specific gravity, dry density test, moisture content test, pH test and so on. Then analyze in cloud, and based on the analyzed results, generative AI kicks in and can provide options on the apt seed for the soil or with options like genetically modified seeds with different possibilities, and provide results based on seed tests such as germination, purity, moisture test, vigor test, accelerated aging and so on. It also can help select the optimal option based on weather, soil, global market demand, and engage with relevant agri-tech companies for genetic design. With the right time frame, you can derive the partnership models and best supply options with commercials. Generative AI also have the capability to engage with financial institutions or investors for funding, or use crowdfunding approach by publishing a lucrative business plan and establish a firm to conduct business. All part of digital thread will be literally with no human interference. In the next stage, post the receipt of supply, robotic farming is led using drones for seeding and robots for harvesting till the end of supply chain, or stretch with direct digital marketing and sell products through marketplace. Again, with less or no human interferences using digital thread transformation. During this process, IoT is used optimally with several sensor devices, so it's all monitored carefully by this digital framework, including crop monitoring, business to business, business to consumer, digital marketing, thereby creating a crop passport, which will provide end-to-end view of the produce to the customer. Generative AI can also revolutionize the agriculture sector and will be a boom, especially utilizing the millions of hectares of unused land which are ignored, and this can be called as incremental farming, since this land are branded as unusable land. This will help create a hunger-free world in the future to address the significantly growing population. And finally, farming sector jobs will become as lucrative as a Uber or a Tesla model. So to conclude, the vertical farming is definitely the way forward to revolutionize agriculture, and with digital thread, it can have an immense impact in making the production 300 times with less space. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you again for listening to my podcast. I'm Ramanan Devarajan signing off. Look forward to speaking to you in my next podcast. Thank you.